Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes,
Yeah.
I
Hey, Tracy. It's Brad. What's up?
This is awkward.
Yeah, awkward for you. Imagine listening to it.
Listen, I had no idea you won the lottery. That's crazy. That's awesome. We can talk about that later if you want, but like I'm
No,
not.
I don't really want to talk about it with anyone. It's not something I like to discuss, really.
I think you're really jumping to conclusions here. I didn't have any idea who you were. I didn't realize you won the lottery. Like on the date, you said like I was on my phone and stuff. I mean, I was just checking my texts and everything. I wasn't Googling you. I was just trying to enjoy our time, and I guess it's just like a nervous habit of picking up my phone.
Yeah, I mean, I just found it weird that like I came back from the bathroom and you were on your phone, and then right after that's when you start talking about your bar and how you're going to be looking for funding and how you need money, and like it was just like dollar signs everywhere. Like,
I will say, Brad, did you start talking about funding though, or did you start talking about your dream?
I was just kind of talking about, investors and that kind of stuff. But I wasn't saying that for her to like invest in me. I had no idea she had money, but like
Yeah.
she seemed really into the idea. So, if she wanted to invest in it, that would be even cooler. Like we could do that together.
What do you think,
My God,
Tracy?
you're right,
That's
Tracy.
bad timing, though, to say that.
Brett, I don't think you understand like how many people are constantly trying to take advantage of me for the fact that I won the lottery. So you're like missing the point completely here when you like are talking about if I want to do this, then you'd be cool with it.
Yeah, I mean it's totally up to you. Like, but it doesn't matter. Like, if you want to go start your animal sanctuary, you go do
Okay.
that. But I'm probably gonna make a Jurassic bar. So if you want to be part of that, that'd be fun.
Brad, what are you doing?
Bro.
I'm just talking. We're making conversation about like what we want to do with our lives. I mean, wouldn't that be fun, Tracy?
Brad, I'm not talking to you about this, especially here. Like, I know it sounds cool, but it's honestly really stressful, and like,
No, but like,
I don't want to deal
isn't
with
this
this.
is like the perfect opportunity for you though? Because like, you could make even more money.
Oh my God, I feel so bad for you, Tracy. I thought you were being paranoid at the beginning of this, and you were so spot on.
But he didn't know at first.
I mean, it's true. I didn't know before, but like now I know. So this seems like a cool thing for her to do. I mean, it wouldn't even be like a big investment. It'd be like a few thousand dollars just for like a cool
Brett.
Jurassic bar.
Oh my gosh.
Brad, you
No.
should probably focus less on her investing and more on wanting to actually go out with her. That's what I would think.
I mean, like, why not both? Like, Tracy, wouldn't it be cool if we did this, together, like, as a couple? You seem to be into it. You like animals. Dinosaurs are animals.
I don't think anybody rescued them.
I mean, wouldn't that be fun, Tracy? What do you think? Come on.
No, I'm pretty over this conversation right now. Like, this
All right.
is
Well,
it,
Tracy,
like,
before you
I'm
go,
done.
I do have a question for you. It doesn't involve you paying for anything. It actually involves us paying, because would you like to go out on a second date with Brad? We will pay for
Hey.
it.
He seemed really nice at first, but I think we're just like on two different mindsets, and I'm gonna have to say no.
Oh my God, I don't blame you. I don't know how you're ever gonna go out on a date without it being some sort of business pitch.
Yeah, anybody.
I mean, guys, it's like it's not a business pitch. It's just like it's a hobby. So she wouldn't have to do anything. All she would do is just put a couple thousand in and then just watch the money grow.
What do you think, Tracy? Is it still a no?
Yeah, it's still a no.
Oh.
I gotta go.
Man, I didn't even get an opportunity to pitch my business.
Yeah, okay, guys. Oh,
Sorry,
man.
Brad.
I
Looks
would
like you lost out on a date and a potential investor.
Oh.
I mean, guys, like I didn't even like prepare for this like properly. If you guys could get her, back on the phone or maybe an email or something, and I want to give her like a proper business pitch, and I think she'd really go for it.
Stop,
No,
Brad,
yeah.
stop. You
I
gotta.
think you got the point perfectly. She's definitely interested in that, Brad. So good luck. I'll let you handle that, okay?